LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 46. This is the podcast where we're reading through the Bible in 1 year. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. Thank you for being with me today. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Wednesday is the day we read from the book of Psalms. Today we're going to read Psalms 18 through 20. If you'd like to know what Bible translations I'm using today, that info will be at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Just look for this episode, 46. This is a listener-supported show. Go to lifespringmedia.com/support for more information. Let's get started. Psalm chapter 18. I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. I called on the Lord, who was worthy of praise, and he saved me from my enemies. The ropes of death entangled me. Floods of destruction swept over me. The grave wrapped its ropes around me. Death laid a trap in my path. But in my distress I cried out to the Lord. Yes, I prayed to my God for help. He heard me from his sanctuary. My cry to him reached his ears. Then the earth quaked and trembled. The foundations of the mountains shook. They quaked because of his anger. Smoke poured from his nostrils. Fierce flames leaped from his mouth. Glowing coals blazed forth from him. He opened the heavens and came down. Dark storm clouds were beneath his feet. Mounted on a mighty angelic being, he flew, soaring on the wings of the wind. He shrouded himself in darkness, veiling his approach with dark rain clouds. Thick clouds shielded the brightness around him and rained down hail and burning coals. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded amid the hail and burning coals. He shot his arrows and scattered his enemies. His lightning flashed, and they were greatly confused. Then at your command, O Lord, at the blast of your breath, the bottom of the sea could be seen, and the foundations of the earth were laid bare. He reached down from heaven and rescued me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemies, from those who hated me and were too strong for me. They attacked me at a moment when I was in distress, but the Lord supported me. He led me to a place of safety. He rescued me because he delights in me. The Lord rewarded me for doing right. He restored me because of my innocence. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not turned from my God to follow evil. I have followed all his regulations. I have never abandoned his decrees. I am blameless before God. I have kept myself from sin. The Lord rewarded me for doing right. He has seen my innocence. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To those with integrity, you show integrity. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the wicked, you show yourself hostile. You rescue the humble, but you humiliate the proud. You light a lamp for me. The Lord my God lights up my darkness. In your strength I can crush an enemy. With my God I can scale any wall. God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection. For who is God except the Lord? Who but our God is a solid rock? God arms me with strength, and he makes my way perfect. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, enabling me to stand on mountain heights. He trains my hands for battle. He strengthens my arm to draw a bronze bow. You have given me your shield of victory. Your right hand supports me. Your help has made me great. You have made a wide path for my feet to keep them from slipping. I chased my enemies and caught them. I did not stop until they were conquered. I struck them down so they could not get up. They fell beneath my feet. You have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued my enemies under my feet. You placed my foot on their necks. I have destroyed all who hated me. They called for help, but no one came to their rescue. They even cried to the Lord, but he refused to answer. I ground them as fine dust in the wind. I swept them into the gutter like dirt. You gave me victory over my accusers. You appointed me ruler over nations. people I don't even know now serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they submit. Foreign nations cringe before me. They all lose their courage and come trembling from their strongholds. The Lord lives. Praise to my rock. May the God of my salvation be exalted. He is the God who pays back those who harm me. He subdues the nations under me and rescues me from my enemies. You hold me safe beyond the reach of my enemies. You save me from violent opponents. For this, O Lord, I will praise you among the nations. I will sing praises to your name. You give great victories to your king. You show unfailing love to your anointed, to David and all his descendants forever. Psalm chapter 19. The heavens are telling of the greatness of God, and the great open spaces above show the work of his hands. Day to day they speak, and night to night they show much learning. There is no speaking and no words where their voice is not heard. Their sound has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has placed a tent for the sun. It is as a man soon to be married coming out of his room, and as a strong man who is happy to run his race. Its rising is from one end of the heavens, and it makes its way to the other end. Nothing is hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, giving new strength to the soul. The law he has made known is sure, making the childlike wise. The laws of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The word of the Lord is pure, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The Lord is always true and right in how he judges. The word of the Lord is worth more than gold, even more than much fine gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey straight from the comb. And by them your servant is told to be careful. In obeying them, there is great reward. Who can see his own mistakes? Forgive my sins that I do not see, and keep your servant from sinning by going my own way. Do not let these sins rule over me. Then I will be without blame, and I will not be guilty of big sins. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. Psalm chapter 20. May the Lord answer you when you are in trouble. May the God of Jacob make you secure. May he send you help from his temple. From Zion may he give you support. May he take notice of your offerings. May he accept your burnt sacrifice, Selah. May he grant your heart's desire. May he bring all your plans to pass. Then we will shout for joy over your victory. We will rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now I am sure that the Lord will deliver his chosen king. He will intervene for him from his holy heavenly temple and display his mighty ability to deliver. Some trust in chariots and others in horses, but we depend on the Lord our God. They will fall down, but we will stand firm. The Lord will deliver the king. He will answer us when we call to him for help. I'd like to quickly just look at three different verses that really kind of stood out to me today. The first was Psalm 19:14. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. What we say and what we spend our time thinking about is very important. It kind of is a reflection of what's in our heart. And so if our goal at the end is for the Lord to look at us and say, well done, good and faithful servant, we need to look at what we say and what we think about while we're here on earth. The next one was chapter 20, verse 1. May the Lord answer you when you're in trouble. May the God of Jacob make you secure. And that truly is my prayer for you, beloved. We live in troubling times. There's a lot going on in the world today, and I pray that when you cry out to him in these times, that he answers you. And I pray that you find security in God. And then the last verse that stood out to me was chapter 20, verse 7. And again, this kind of relates to the troubled times in which we live. Some trust in chariots and others in horses, but we depend on the Lord our God. We might change that to some trust in politicians and others in medical experts, but we depend on the Lord our God. Politicians aren't going to save us. Medical experts aren't going to save us. Only God can save us. We should pray for our politicians. We should pray for medical experts, and we should pray for anybody in power, as we talked about the other day. But we depend on the Lord our God. What are your thoughts? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we'll be back in the book of Job. We'll be reading chapters 13 and 14. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Have a great day. Bye.